hear further from the Word of the Lord, the Word of the Lord in His Second Coming, True Christian Religion, from the chapter on the Holy Supper. With a knowledge of correspondences, what is meant by the Lord's flesh and blood can be known. Also, that bread and wine have a similar meaning, namely, that the Lord's flesh and the bread mean the divine good of His love. Also, all the good of charity. And the Lord's blood and the wine mean the divine truth of His wisdom, and also all the truth of faith. And eating means appropriation, that is, making His love and wisdom our own. Anyone enlightened from heaven can perceive in himself that flesh and blood in the Holy Supper do not mean flesh and blood, but that in the natural sense, they both mean the passion of the cross, which they were to remember. Therefore, when the Lord instituted this supper of the last Jewish and the first Christian Passover, He said, "Do this in remembrance of me." It may likewise be seen that the bread and wine do not mean bread and wine, but in the natural sense, they have the same meaning as the flesh and blood, that is to say, the passion or undergoing of His cross. For it is written, "Jesus broke the bread and gave to the disciples and said, 'This is my body.' And He took the cup and gave to them, saying, 'This is my blood.'" Therefore also the passion of the cross is called a cup. Who does not see that in these passages, flesh and blood do not mean flesh and blood, but the spiritual and celestial things which correspond to them? As all spiritual and celestial things have relation solely to good and truth, it follows that flesh means the good of charity, and blood the truth of faith. And in the highest sense, they mean the Lord, in respect to the divine good of love and the divine truth of wisdom. Flesh also means spiritual good in the following passage in Ezekiel: "I will give them one heart, and I will give a new spirit in the midst of you, and I will take away the heart of stone out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh." In the word, heart means love. Therefore, a heart of flesh means a love of good. That flesh and blood mean good and truth, both spiritual, is still further evident from the meaning of bread and wine. For the Lord says that His flesh is bread, and that His blood is the wine that was drunk from the cup. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.